Okay, Rabbi Yisrael, today's daf is daf Nun Beis. We're holding at the Mishnah towards the top of the Yomid. Says the Mishnah, Mitzvahs HaNisrafim. Why didn't we talk about the Niskolim? Because after all, Skila comes first. Skila Treifa. That's why the Gemara right before the Mishnah says that's why the first Mishnah in our Perek ended off as Mitzvahs HaNisrafim. Because we have completed the discussion about Skila. And now we're going to talk about how a Sreifa, who's Chas V'Sholem, implemented and executed, literally. So mitzvah sanisrafim. When we think of sreifa, the first thing that comes to mind is a person being burned chas v'sholom in a bonfire. But that's not the case. Rather, mitzvah sanisrafim yimishaken uisi bezevel. They took the individual and they had him stand in deep manure, deep zevel. The point of this was that he should be more or less cemented in place and not run from one place to the other. Why would he want to run from one place to the other? For obvious reasons, to avoid his premature demise. So we try to keep him in one place, and we mishaken oisav bezevel ad arkavoisav until his knees. I've never tried it out, we should never try it out, but apparently this is an effective way, that besides the stench, is an effective way of keeping a person kind of glued in place, so he shouldn't sway, and he shouldn't try to move from place to place. V'noisen sudur koshet l'toich haraka v'koirich al tzavoroi. We have the two edim. Remember, the pasuk says, yadu edim tiyavoy b'men. Although that pasuk is by stoning, by skila, but the same thing applies by all the arba mises bezin, that those two edim are the ones that implement the misa. And how do they do that? First, we have to, okay, so as we'll see in the Mishnah, ultimately what one has to do is pour down this poor fellow's throat. Mara calls it epsila shel avar. Epsila shel avar means that it is made out of lead. Psila sounds like a wick. However, the Tveris Yisrael and Mishnayah says we're not talking about a wick per se. We're really talking about molten lead. Molten lead goes down the throat, down into the B'nai Me'ayim, into the innards, and it destroys Nebuch, the person, from the inside. The Lashon of the Yochin is about this Psila, as we'll see in a moment. Martiach Yofa Es Oifores. He heats up the oiferus, which is the lead. He heats it up very, very well. And now it goes down the body, down the tubes. As if it was a very thin strand, a thin thread going down his throat, going down into his b'nei me'ay. So that's how it got the name psila, like a wick. It's not really a wick. It's really this molten lead, but it goes down as if it's a long thread or a long strand. That's how the Tzvarit Yisrael learns the Mishnayis. So now, to be able to do that, you have to go and pour it down the person's mouth. Most people are not going to willingly open their mouth and say, "No, start pouring in this deadly potion." So you had to go and force the mouth open. How do you force that? You go and take a sudur kosher l'treicharaka. You go and wrap a very hard sudur, so there's like a scarf, beged, into a soft sudur. Why do you go and put the hard one inside the soft? So says Rashi, because if you would only use a soft, that wouldn't be sufficient pressure to get that person's mouth open. If you'd only use a sudur kosher, it would go make marks on his neck and it would be very, very painful. So therefore we use the raka as...
It's done, we're worried about painful. There's nothing more painful than this.
Let's see the Rashi. Rashi on the third line from the top. Well, let's start the Rashi in the Mishnah. Second line. Mishaken oisei. First we go and have shakua, means immersed in the manure, the zevel. Says Rashi, shli is hapech onavana. He shouldn't fall over front or back. The tipol hapsila al psori mibachutz. And instead of the psila falling down the mouth, it's going to go and fall onto the side, onto his basa. Kosher l'toich haraka. Koruchim sudur kosher l'toich haraka. Why? Menesha haraka eina chinekes l'toich piv. If you're just going to put the raka and you're going to pull from both sides, that's not going to force him to open his mouth. V'hakosher mechabel es groinoi. Mechabel means it makes a chabura. It makes like a mark as well as could go and cut open the wounds, etc. in his goren. U'min avlosai. And therefore the person will now come the day nivul. He will look, unfortunately, humiliated, embarrassed. The lachmoik, the kosher, is enclosed in the sudra raka to go and effect the chanika. Chanika meaning the choking, so that he should open his mouth. V'raka mibachutz lehagin, and the soft one from the outside to go and protect the throat and to protect the neck area, so it should not have a chabura, which will cause the mess to be maneuvered.
So they put it around the neck like you're going to do henek?
Exactly right. And in fact, we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Yehuda will be slightly critical of this procedure. Just stay tuned for another moment or two. Okay, so you have the two pulling with this suda kosher l'toich haraka, which he now feels the choking sensation. Each one of the two witnesses are schlepping from the two sides of these sudr, until the person says, ah, in agony, and he opens up his mouth, and then madlikis apsila, you go and take this psila, the molten lead, and you pour it down the person's throat, if it goes down to his innards, v'choymeres es b'nei me'ov. What means choymeres? Choymeres poshut means that it's going to go and burn out the b'nei me'ayin. However, again, the Torah Yisrael gives three different interpretations of the Lashon of Chimeres. And what are the three interpretations? The first two have German terms too, which are similar to the Yiddish terms. So number one, he says, Shehum Lashon Kavatz. Kavatz means to shrink. And he says, Tzuzamen zu shrumpfen, that to go and cause the Bnei Me'ayim to shrink. K'moy, like it says in the Pasuk, Me'ay Chomar Moru. That's a pasuk in Eichav. And Rashi brings the same over here. Rashi doesn't bring the Tzuzamen Shrumpfen, but he also says a Lashon of Kavot, Kavetzes, that it shrinks. But then he brings this second Lashon, Oy Shehu Meloshon Meruach. What means Meruach? Meruach means something which you smear, and therefore it kind of gets glued or attached. And he says
like
the German...
Like the Kri and that when you are Chayav B'Truma, Meruach is a Kri.
Could be. And he says over here, Tzuzamen Tzukleben. Tzuzamen Tzukleben means it gets attached together. Kemoi, Vatachmara, Vachemer, Uvazofes. So therefore, Vatachmara, Vachemer, Uvazofes means that they would go and when they would construct something, this is talking about in Mitzrayim, when the Yidden were building a piece of Ramses, etc. Vatachmara, Vachemer, Uvazofes. This specific is referring to the little basket of Moshe Rabbeinu, who at that time was only 3 months old. And so the mother smeared it behind his office so that it would remain intact. So therefore, this is also something which you smear. And some is a claim, I guess it gets all the Bnei Ayim down below and shrinks them and it causes them all to collapse one on top of the other. Oyishu Meloshin Sreifor means to burn. K'moy Nofla Li'or V'nechmeru B'nei Me'eha. K'moy Me'sechtes Chulim. K'moy Kein Panei Chomar Moru Meni Bechi. Loshen hadlokahu. So you have this word choymer, which is used in the Mishnah, is used intentionally to give all of those three ideas and three aspects. One, that it causes the shrinking. Number two, that it causes it to go and collect and gather together as one, presumably also merges. And number three, to go and burn it. So that's what happens when you pull down the molten lead. Zokti mar Rabbi Yehuda Oim is the Mishnah. Rabbi Yehuda Oim af hu. If you take this to the nth degree, in other words, if the two witnesses do a great job with a suda kosher l'toich haraka, before you get to this rape, the person is going to die chas v'sholem from strangulation, from panic. And if you want, you can go turn to the Amud Beis, and the Amud Beis you'll see towards the bottom of the Amud there's a Mishnah mitzvah hanechnokim. How do they do the chenek? And this sounds very familiar. They'd have the person immersed at our kavoyis until his knees in that same zevel. But no, he said, "Suda kachur teicharaka." V'koyrechal tzavori zeh moishe chetzlo zeh moishe chetzlo. Ad shenavshu yoytzes. So Rabbi Yehuda is saying in our Mishnah, if you're not careful, instead of this person opening up his mouth to go and pour in the lead, guess what? This, instead of leading to his early demise through Sreifa, it could lead to, the lead could lead to, that he would be nechnak, he would be suffocated. And that being the case, says Rabbi Yehuda, that's such a great idea. So rather, what we should do is, Rabbi Yehuda, remember back to our Mishnah, af hu imes v'yodam lo himakayim v'yimitzis Sreifa, elo, so what should you do?
tzevus or tzvas,
which tzvat, okay, which is a tongs in Hebrew. Even today in Brit they say tzvat for tongs, right?
Yes.
Good. So you somehow open up the mouth for his tongs. Shaloi b'tevase, obviously against his will. And Nochemu, the same process of Madlikas of Psila, the Psila shall avor of lead, circle of tekpiv, and you pour it down his throat. So there's really no major machlokes between the Tanakhama and Rabbi Yehuda, except how do we force his mouth open? Is it through the suffocation scarf method, or is it through the tongs method? Now the Mishnah tells us something startling. There was a baskoyin that was mizana, and we already learned in the Gemara yesterday at length when a baskoyin is mizana. It depends on whether she's an arusa, a nesua, or both. But everybody agrees, not a penuya. And we had the Tanakam, we had Rabbi Shimon, we had Rabbi Shmuel. It was so exciting. But unfortunately, we're talking about something which is very tragic. A baskoyin that was mizana. What's the din? She gets reif, but HT reif. So her blood runs out again. I remember. Went and surrounded her with all these chavilis moiris, which is a very flammable material, and they burned her at the stake, literally. Oy, oy, oy. We get just cut through, you don't do it that way. It's Amar loy, and the Chacham said back to Reb Lozer, Reb Tzadok, you know why? The Neshloy Hoyah Bezdin Shal Oysa Shoah Baki. This Bezdin at that time were a bunch of Amaratzim, but it's more than this Amaratzim. Rashi says they were tzedoikim. If you look at the Rashi, about a quarter down the Amid, tzedoikim hayu she'elam gzeirah shava elikroki mashmoi. Since it says ba'ishti sorev, I don't learn any gzeirah shavas. I don't learn any kalvachoymas. I don't learn any hekishes. These are tzedoikim that only learn the Torah shebichsav and not Torah shebalpeh. But it says ba'ishti sorev. I know what that means. You burn a person at the stake. Aye, how do we know that you do it in this fashion that we had in the Mishnah? We're going to learn in Miat Hashem shortly from Gzeira Shava, either from the Adas Koyrach or from Bnei Aaron, and say the Tzedoikim, I don't learn Gemara, I don't learn the Daf Yoimi, I don't know anything about it, I only know it says in the Bible, Beishti Sarev, and that's how they did it. So therefore, Reb Lozer Tzadik, Zat Moichel, don't bring me a story from the Tzedoikim, that's not the way we do it. The Gemara is going to expand upon this in Miat Hashem on the Amid Beis. Zokimar, we said that we put down a psila. Now, whenever you hear the word psila, you think of psilas for Hanukkah, these thin wicks that you go and you have to go and sindon the kovet of Hanukkah. But that's not it. My psila, Reb Masna, psila shel avor. Avor means of lead. And it's not just a psila shel avor, but like we learned in Tveris Yisrael, it's not involving a wick, but rather you started off with a bar or a piece of this avor, of the lead, and you heated it up, presumably over the fire, maybe in some sort of pot, and now you pour it in a very, very thin pouring, so it's almost like a psila, like a thin strand or a thin thread, as you pour it down the person's throat. Nebuch. Reikimah minola. Where do you take this from? I mean, the word ba'ishti saref, you know, you ask it tzedoikim, l'chor, they're right, a regular sreifa. Says you, I'll tell you, ask your sreifa, medas koira. You learn from the adas koira. Malalon, by the Adas Koyrach, it refers to them, Asher Krivu Hasrufim, that they were burned. Malalon, just like the Adas Koyrach, was Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kain, it was only an inner, internal Sreifa, but the outside Guf was totally intact, nothing happened. Afkan Sreifas Neshama V'Guf Kain. And I know you're all thinking to yourselves, and how do I know about the Adas Koyrach?
So the
Gemara is going to ask that in another moment or two. So that's the first limud. Secondly, Mud is Reb Lozer Omar. I don't learn it from Das Koyrach. I learn it from Bnei Aaron, meaning from Nodova Avil. As Sreifa, Sreifa Bnei Aaron. There too, it says a lashon of Sreifa. It says the Kol Beis Yisrael Yivku es Sreifa Asher Soref Hashem. That's referring to Bnei Aaron, to Nodova Avil. Malalon Sreifa as Neshama V'Guf Kayim. Afkan Sreifa as Neshama V'Guf Kayim. When we use the term Sreifa as Neshama, we're using it somewhat loosely. We don't mean burning the neshama. Neshama is something which is rachdias. What we really mean is the innards of the person, the whole pnimius of the person, whether it's all the vital organs, starting with the lungs and with the heart, and then the lower innards, all of those will be burned because of this molten lead, but the outside guf will look totally intact. Okay, so we have two limudim, one learning from the Bnei Aaron, and one learning from the Adas Koyach. So, Kimar, Man diyalam adas koirach minole. How does he know that by das koirach it wasn't a situation of normal sreifa? So the Gemara says in the pasuk, these machtois rachatom o'ila v'nafshoisa. These machtois, these are the fire pans that we use for the ktoiris of the people of the das koirach. It's v'nafshoisa. The woman's v'nafshoisa. So the Gemara shenishmosan nisrefes v'guf kaim. It means to say that when they were punished with the sreifa did not attack the entire body, but it was the nafshoisim, the neshama part of the body. That's the innards, everything inside. The idach, and what is the other man the yomer hold? In other words, Rabbi Lazar that says we learn sreifa from the are. He doesn't learn it from das koyer. He says he's sreifa mamashi. No, I disagree with you. That was a normal, regular sreifa. Ah, you might be nafshoisim. So why does the pasuk use Machtes chatoyim lenafshoisim? She is chayvu sreifa al iske nafshoisim. The reason why they ultimately had sreifa was because of something having to do with their innards, with their insides. What does that mean? Kiresh lakish, yom resh lakish, ma'idachsev said in the pasuk, b'chanfei la'age mo'oig choroik olai shinemoi. Pashup chad is b'chanfei is from a lashon of chanufa, to go and be machne if someone falls flattery. Then you have la'age is to mak or humiliate someone. The word mo'oig explains Rashi, as we'll see in a moment, means food. The person will go and gnash his teeth. What does all of that mean? Says Yomar Bishul Chanufa, Shechnifu lekoirach al iske legima, chorek alein sar shel gehinon shinav. What does that mean? So we'll look in the Rashi shortly, but what it means is that when you're talking about the Adas Koirach, the Gemara is going to say on the Omid Beis, all the Adas Koirach were very, very choshevet talmidei chacham. And the Pasuk, in fact, refers to them as Nisiei Eda Kriye Moyed Anshe Shein. These were not, you know, light.
Distinguished individuals.
Each one of them was very distinguished. Nisiei Eda, the princes, the leaders of the congregation, Kriye Moyed, all those that would be appointed and called to any major convention or conference, that they should be the leaders, the speakers. Anshe Shein, people of distinction, of a great name. And all of them fell into line with Adas Koirach. How was that possible? So our Gemara is explaining now that was possible because just like you can go and bribe a judge who is the most wise and perhaps the most honest, but when it comes to money, that often causes ki ashoichet ye'aver enei chachomim v'salef divrei tzedikim. Money has that effect on people. I'm sure you cannot relate to it, but that's what I've heard about over the years. That's Inyan of Shaychan. And here, Koirach was shoichet them not with money, but by giving them elaborate refreshments. Every time he called together Das Koirach against Moshe Rabbeinu, it was always on the bottom, and there'll be sushi served, and there's going to be hot dishes, and everybody will
donated
come.
Donated by Korach.
Donated by Korach. And Korach was very, very wealthy. So the Korach went and supplied them each time they had such a meeting with an elaborate kiddush, and it was very tasty. And you know, when you get a lot of kiddush and stuff, so then eventually
top tier certification.
That goes without saying. It was under the certification of Korach himself, and Korach himself is also no slouch. Anyway, but bottom line is that's how they all fell into line. So our posik that we're talking about is the Chanufa. How were they flattered? How were they ultimately shamed? Because the mo'ig, Rashi says, mo'ig means food. They got some food. That's what caused the Sar Shel Gehinnom to be chorek alei shenim, to gnash his teeth on all of these people to be able to go and chas v'sholom kill them all. So, the Loshon HaGemar B'shul Chanufa Shechnifu L'Koirach sounds like that they give kiddush for Koirach. However, the Meforshim say, L'Koirach, this girsa is incorrect. Incorrect, based on what we'll see in the Rashi, and really it should say Bishvil Chanufa Shehechnifum Koirach, that Koirach was machnif them, that every time they got together, he would go and give this elaborate kiddush, elaborate refreshments. Al iske legima, legima means food. Chorik alein, as a result, the sashal gehinon, meaning the malachamovas, etc., was able to go and gnash his teeth on them because they were caught as part of the Adas Koirach because they followed after Koirach because of these elaborate refreshments. Let's take a quick look, therefore, at the Rashi. If you look at the Rashi, Al iske nafshoisim. Rashi's just halfway down the oven. The mamash is halfway. Al iske nafshoisim. Al chanufas achila ushtia hanichneses b'nafshoisim. The reason why they fell into line with Koirach was because of the food and drink that went into their bodies. That he flattered them falsely and said, Yakub from the gimois, that is the giving of food, mo'oig shehechilam mihishkam koyach la'adosei. So it's koyach that gave to them. As a result, they said, yo, koyach, he's top of the line. And his sushi, wow, I never saw a sushi platter like he gives. Therefore, they all followed after him. Mo'oig lo'chon dover ha'ne'achal, that's something that you eat. Kirach Sibai says, by Alman ha'tzarfiz, we had that earlier this week, Elio was Mechai Mason of the child of their Alman ha'tzarfiz. She'omel Elio, chayishem lekechem, yesh li mo'oig, come to Rhein, if I have a mo'oig, something to feed you, something to give you. Anyway, so getting back to our Gemara, so now we have two interpretations of Eis Machtei Sachatoy Me'ile Ben Afshoysam. According to the first pshat is that they were punished, that their neshama inside was burned out because they sinned, and therefore it was only a burning internally but not externally. According to the second man, the Amun had nothing to do with it. They died Tzareif Ma'amish. The word Nafshoisim is, you know why they erred and sinned, is because of the Chanufa of the Nafshoisim, the food that was given to Mechaya, the neshama person is very, very hungry. In Yiddish is an expression, he ate to the tekvikin the neshama. Tekvikin means to satiate the body, to satiate the innards. So here too, neshama means Nebuch, the person was Nebuch hungry, so they stood in line for the refreshments, and that caused them to follow in the evil footsteps of Kayah.
Legima is translated as what?
Sorry?
Legima, that last word.
Legima is food.
Food, okay.
So, okay, more about it. Uman di yalev mni arin, whoever learns from bnei arin, in other words, the other man, the yom, that says that the Sreifas Nishama Veguf Kaim, who learns from the Aram by Nodav Aviyu, we know Levush Tetis, where does it say in the Pasi? The Chassidus says, Vayimus of Ne'asha. Now the word Vayimus means they die. Ken Misa. That's like the BBC and the New York Times. Whenever Chas V'Sholom, a Yid is killed, they died. They died in bed because of old age, at the age of 120.
They were murdered by monsters.
Exactly. So here also it says, Lahabdul, it says by Nodav Aviyu that they just died. You just died. They were killed with mitasreifa. It says in the pasuk that Asher the Loshen Chol Yisrael Chol Beis Yisrael Yivkus Asreifa Shesara Vashem. So it's Asreifa. So they wouldn't just die. It's a chasimun that from the outside they just died. The total Asreifa was inside internal, and that's why they looked like they just died. V'idach, what is the other man, the other that disagrees? Ahu Asreifa Mamish? No, they were really burned with a ganze burning habit. So what does it mean by Yimusa? The Ascha Behu Megavoi Ken Misa. Meaning that the way this man Yom learns, he makes a partial concession and says, yes, it started off with an internal burning, but eventually that fire then exploded all over the body and then the entire body died. So it started off, you're right, by Yimusa, looked like a Misa, the person just died. Naturally, however, what was really going on was that heat was eating in the inside, and eventually it all exploded, and the entire person was killed with asreifa mamish. The same like learned that writes Abi Yosi ben Destoy Omer Shnei Chutim Shel Eish Yotzim Mibeis Kodesh Hakadoshim Kodesh Baruch Hu caused these miraculous chutim like strands of fire. They left the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Nechleku li Arba, and now the two chutim split up into four altogether. Two of them entered the nose, the two nostrils of Nodav, the other two in Aviyu. The Sorf, and that's how Nebuch Nodav Aviyu passed away, with these four Chutim Shalesh.
Shtayim Shemarba,
very good. And so that's how they died. So initially it was Taka inside, but eventually the fire spread, and Nebuch, the whole person, the entire bodies were destroyed. Pray tomorrow. Vaksimit is a possible Toichel Oisam. What's the lush of a toichel oisam? The tetzi eshmal of Nei Hashem, va toichel oisam. Oh, a toichel oisam sounds like only a certain aspect. Like we had, remember, a few days ago in the Gemara when it said oisoi, we said oisoi v'loi oisa, or oisoi believe in Godim. So the word oisam sounds like it's mute. Only something burned, and not everything. Something else didn't burn. So according to the first man, the Yama that said it was only the Sreifas Neshama, the Gufa Kayim, I understand about Toichel Oysam, it only went and entered and consumed the inner part of the body, but not the external part. So that's the oisa. But now that you're telling me, no, that according to this man, the Yamar, it burned them again to the mach evra v'shogidim from top to bottom. So what's the oisam? The more oisam, v'loy bideim. Miraculously, the begodim were not singed, were not burned, even though they were fully dressed, but as a result of this fire, which started internally, expanded externally, destroyed the bodies, but the begodim remained intact.
How could that man demar
that? That's
so because
we see over there that we took them, the bodies outside, they right. Still see us. There's totally nothing left. What is it? They're taking them outside of the old
hall. It doesn't say there was nothing left. They were charred bodies. And they slept them by their begotten. The begotten contained whatever their remains were, and they removed them. I mean, I'm sure you've heard from time to time on the radio or wherever that there are never houses that burn, and never sometimes the residents, or sometimes the firemen never get burned. But it doesn't mean that they take them out as ash, you know, in a coffin. It means that they take out the charred bodies, the person that passed away. Anyway, beginning back to our Gemara, Billy, you had a question?
Same question.
Okay, so both of you are cooking with fire. Brother Shai, so that...
Just don't get burned. Two fires!
Yeah, I don't want the two chutzim of the Kodesh Kodesh. Yeah. Anyway, Baruch Hashem, but these are benevolent, these are nice fires. So, Brother Shai, I would be remiss if I wouldn't tell you that you were missed both at the davening and now in person at the shir, but it's great to have you. At least if we don't have the Ria, at least we have the Shmia. We hear you, Baruch Hashem, and your Torah, it's mamish fire. Yes. Okay, and we'll continue on. Zok the Gemara. Oh, very good. Shkoyah. So now, our halacha of Sreifa by Chas Shalom, who person who deserves Sreifa because he did Averis, such as the Baskoyim Be'eshti Sarev. So we learned that the form of this Reif is, like we just said, either from Bnei Aaron or from Das Kodesh. Break to Avnei Levi Bar Masrafim. After all, we have other examples of Sreif in the Torah, and that is every time you have the Tzibur bring a par Helim Dovashal Tzibur, or you have the Koyin Godel who's Mashiach B'Shem and Amishka, the par Koyin Mashiach, if he erred and he had to bring a Korban Chatos, those two Chatois, the par Helim of Shal Tzibur and the par Koyin Mashiach, were parim hanisrafim. What means parim hanisrafim? Your normal korban chatas is eaten by the koyhanim, but these two parim had to go and be taken michutz lamachne and burned on the base hadeshim. And the Torah Taka says v'sofu beish, you have to go and burn them. So why don't we learn our sreifa by chas v'shalom, an individual will get sreifa from the case of parim hanisrafim. Mal alon sreifa mamish. Over there, when we're talking about burning the parim, we're not talking about putting molten lead down their throats and burning them. No, that's right
for
mamish.
Isn't that also for the red heifer?
Yeah, that's true too. Why do we bring a rye from that waste? Maybe it'll be the same to Kasha and Teret, so the Gemara didn't bother bringing
it. And the Parmenas Ravan, the Misa is not through the Sreifa, the Misa is through the
Gemara is going to talk about that. Malan and Sreifa Mamish, Avkan Sreifa Mamish. Why don't you say the same thing over here? Says Gemara, I'll tell you why I prefer learning from Adas Kairach and from the Bnei Aaron. Mistavra me Odom Havalel Melev. I'd rather learn from the two Odoms, meaning Adas Kairach and Bnei Aaron, who are both people, as opposed to the Parmenas Ravan, which are animals. Shekein, because there are four similarities. Number one is Adam, two is Chote, three is Neshama, four is Tigul. Now the Adam we already discussed, and that is, we're talking about a person who's getting executed, a person we learn from other persons. Adas Kodesh B'Ni'ar. Mashayin Parnam Esrafim are animals. We're talking about a Chote. In all cases, the person in our Mishnah, the reason why he's getting executed is because he did a Maisa or she did a Maisa of a Baskoyin and Be'eshti Sarefa, Din of Sarefa. So that's a Chote. Same thing as Adas Kodesh. They were the ones that erred and sinned. Same thing when they are and went and they sinned. Mashenkin Parman Esrafim, the reason why you bring the part, the par didn't sin at all. The Parman Esrafim beginning because are being burned because Kodesh Baruch Hu said, that's the way you get an atonement for someone who did a chait b'shokik. So therefore, here we're talking about that they were chote, yeah, amazedik chait, and therefore you go and administer the fire, whether it's by execution, by das koyrach, by many aren't, mashenke, in the case over here, by the par manisraf. Number three is neshama. Neshama, this is what Barry said a moment ago. And what did Barry say a moment ago? That when you're talking about the odom who's chote, the fire was the netilas neshama. How did we execute that person who the Baskoyin? How did we go and execute the Bnei Aaron or the Adas Koirach, they were executed through fire. But by Sreifas HaPorim, the Purim were already dead because you shachted them. And in fact, you took the blood and you sprinkled on the Mizbeach, etc. The Zrika. Now, with what's left over, the carcass, the body, the flesh of the Purim, so that those you burned, but it was already dead. So therefore, it's again different. And finally, pigul. Pigul means that all kabbonis, you could have a machsheves pigul. What's a machsheves pigul? To go and either eat or be maktir, either chutzl zmanoi, chutzl koimoi. That's only shaykh by kabbonis. So by Purim and Nisrofim, you could also have in mind to go and eat this chattis tomorrow. You're not supposed to eat it at all, but you have that in mind. And, or that I'm going to go and burn it tomorrow, not today. And I'm not going to burn it chutzl machan, I'm going to do it somewhere else. Chutzl koimoi, chutzl. So the inyan of pigul is shaykh by these Purim and Nisrofim. But there's no inyan of pigul by a person. If you're chas v'sholom killing someone at das koreach on the Aaron, the whole concept of pigul doesn't apply because it's a carbon dikka idea. So that being the case, we have four similarities between our person who's being executed and the Aaron and das koreach. So fimora adarava mipar mesrava lemelef, because they also have similarities. Shekein machshir and ledoyrois. What means machshir? In each case, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is telling you, this is what you're supposed to do. This is your mitzvah, so to speak. In the case of the person that Chas V'Shalom was oiver, and iser that entitles him to sreifa, real entitlement, that he's convicted, he gets sreifa nebuch, Rachman HaSlan, the Torah says, what you got to do is, you got to go and burn him. When I have these kabbonis, what do I do with the Paralim Deshul Zibur and the Parakot HaMashiach? I got to go and burn it. That's what I'm supposed to do. That's Mashiach. Mashenked HaDas Koirach. And the Bnei Aaron, they did things that you're not supposed to do. So that's not a mission, that's forget. They were chote, they erred. And also the doiras, both Adas Koirach and Bnei Aaron, that was a one-time geshenish, one-time occurrence in the Torah. Masha'en came, when you're talking about Sreifa, well, I don't know that it happened, but the din of doiras means that this is a command that you're supposed to do for all generations. Nowadays, of course, our Bati Dinim don't have that power. But once again, Mashiach comes, back to square one, we'll have the powers. Hopefully we'll never exercise those powers, but if we had to, this halacha remains forever. 1 second. And if Chas V'Shalom, either if the Kohen Mashiach, or if the Gan Tzibur did an Aveda that requires them to bring the Par Kohen Mashiach, then this L'dayus, you got to do it for all generations. So therefore I have here four things which are in common. Here I have two things which are in common. So Tumara Hanach Mefishin, the reason why I learned the case of our Mishnah from the Adas Koirach, or from Ne'ar, because you have four similarities, Odom Choyt and Shabbat Pigol, rather than learning it from Par Mesarva, we only have two similarities. And Ariel has a question.
Yeah, amongst the four things that you just enumerated, you say one because he's a Choter, or what was it?
Chote.
Could you repeat just...
Sure, no problem. In our Mishnah, why is the person getting executed?
Because he did something wrong. Yeah.
Obviously. Why didn't he get the skill or the straight with the herrig and the chanek? Because he did something wrong, which requires him to get skill. Which people...
Sreifa.
I'm sorry. They're supposed to get sreifa.
Right.
I bang over here, because it's from the inside.
Yeah.
We'll get skill for it. I'm in sreifa.
Anyway, so it's who gets skila? We're going to have later on a Mishnah that's going to go through the Eila Hein HaNisrofim, Eila Niskolim HaNisrofim. Good. This guy, unfortunately, was not good, and he's getting straight.
Yeah.
Both the Bnei Aaron and the Adas Koirach are people that also sinned, and that's why they were burnt.
Mm-hmm.
Good. So that's the reason. That's Chote Mechote.
Mm-hmm.
But the case of the Purim HaNisrofim, these Purim didn't do anything wrong.
No.
The reason why they're getting burned, because Kadosh Baruch Hu said that any time you have a situation of a Parakot HaMashiach, Parakot HaTzibur, the way you're supposed to treat it is differently than a regular chatas that you kehanim eat. You got to burn it mechutz l'machna. So that's not considered to be the same type of chote. Now, you're probably thinking, and I see Barry's already thinking, but the only reason why the Eda and the Eda are bringing it because they were chote, because they did a chet. So the difference is, number one, here we're talking about mazids. They were talking about shogegs.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, we're talking about executing the individual that did the chet. The chote in our Mishnah, he was chote, for instance, Bas Koyin, she was the chotas, she's going to go and get sreifa. She herself did it, she's going to get the sreifa. Mm-hmm. The Adas Koyach, they did what was prohibited in terms of rebelling against Moshe Bahar and Kachibaruch and Kabi Yochel, so then they were burned, not at the stake, but inside, internally. Same thing with Gabi, the Bnei Aaron. What did the Bnei Aaron do wrong? There are a whole bunch of different, there's a machlokes,
right.
Whether it's because they were mocked in the wrong Torah, it's because they didn't listen to Moshe, a whole bunch of reasons. But the Maisa, they were chote. So the chote himself was burnt. Rashenkin, Parim, Misrofim. They didn't do anything wrong. These Parim were nice, beautiful oxen walking around. Then they were became kabbalists and they're being burnt. Yes.
So from the Adarab, when you're saying Adarab means the opposite, what's after the Adarab?
Okay, so that's a very good question. So the answer is, we asked initially, why are we learning the parasha of Misrofim from the Adas Karek? When they aren't, why do we learn from parasha of Misrofim?
Right.
So I'll tell you why. Because they have four similarities between our person who is Chotei, the person who's getting Sreifa, and the case of Adas Karek and Bnei Aaron. What are those four similarities? Odom, Chotei, Shomu, Kek. Frank Timura, if you're basing it on similarities, Adrab, you should go and learn Adrab means Pugfakir.
Right, the opposite.
Exactly right. We should go and learn the Chotei of our Mishnah from Parma and Israfim. Why? Because there we also have similarities. What are similarities? Number one, Machshir. The Torah says, if someone, a lady, for instance, that was Chotas, Bebas Koyin, then what's it in? She has to go and get Misa. So that's a mitzvah, so to speak. The word machshir means this is the kosher way, this is what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go and nebuch burn this woman. Same thing is, if you have a situation, a parakos v'yech, a paradom shel tzibur, so this is what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to go and burn the parim hanisrafim.
Right.
So that's one major similarity.
Okay.
Number two, lidoitis. This applies for all generations, these halachas of the parim hanisrafim, and the case of chas v'shalom, basachayin, and then of sreifa. So these are all the three. Mashenke, the two cases that we had in our Gemara.
One-time things.
Okay, so instead of going and learning it now from the Adam, why don't we learn it from the Parim HaNisrofim to have real, real bonfires? And for the Gemara, you're right. There are two major similarities between our case and the Parim HaNisrofim. But there are four similarities between our case and the case of the Bnei Aaron and Adas Karek. And which is greater, four or two? Four is greater than two. So therefore, I rather learn from the Bnei Aaron and the Adas Karek. We have four similarities. Rather than from our Nisrofim, when you only have two similarities. That's the words Hanach Mefishin. These are more. Four is more than two.
Got it.
I have one brief question. I'm bothered by the word Machshir, because in the case of the Parma Nisrofim, the burning of the Parma Nisrofim is not Ma'akev, it's the Zerika of the Dam.
100%.
So the Machshir, it's not even, I mean, yeah, it's a mitzvah. It's like the Emurim on the Mizbeach is a mitzvah.
Mm-hmm.
But and also Machshir usually has a lesson of preparation and preparing something.
So look at the Rashi. Rashi is about 10 lines before the wide lines.
Yeah.
And guess what the name of the Rashi is?
Machshir.
Oh, Zot Rashi. Sreif is Bezen, Machshir, Hechshir, Mitzvahs HaMokim. When you see the word Machshir over here, don't think in terms of a Hechshir, that you have the Hechshir with the OU.
Or
something,
right? Exactly. Yashach Adam or something.
Yeah, but what you're doing is you are doing what the Kodesh Baruch Hu has asked you to do. This is a Kodesh Baruch Hu's command, his tzivoy, when you have a situation of baskoyin, the Hechshir Mitzvah, how do you go and resolve it, how do you remedy it, is Chas V'Shalom, Sreifa. V'chein Parim HaNisrofim. If you have a situation, Parim Dov Shetzibur, or the Koyin Mashiach, what's the Hechshir Mitzvah, what are you supposed to do? Sreifa. Ava Sreifa Dehani, these two that we just had in our Gemara, La Bidei Odom HaVishyekayim Ubehem Mitzvah Samokim. This is not the Kodesh Baruch Hu saying, I want you, Adas Koyrach, to all be burned to death. I want you, Bnei Aaron, to be burned. Chashashon, Kodesh Baruch Hu doesn't want it. It's because they violated Hashem's word. So it's not that they were Machshir, they were Matrif, in a sense. So therefore, says the Gemara, these are four, these are two, we're going to learn it from them, and not learn it from the Parma Nisrofim. Continue on. Man the Yalam Yadas Kerech, my time of the Yalam and the Aaron. These are both goodly mutim. Says the Mor, because how is Sreifa Mamish? Like the Mor said before, Sreifa Mamish. Really? He holds Sreifa Mamish? But they have me not. If that's the case, according to that Man the Yomar, let us learn the case of every Sreifa's Baskoyin. Let us learn from Bnei Aaron, because that was Sreifa Mamish according to you. And now I would have all the four similarities. It's an Adam, it's a Chotei, it's an Neshama, and it's Bigel. So learn it from there. Nachman Abraham Baravua, Amakra, it's in the Pasuk. V'ahavta re'acha kamoicha, b'ror loy misa yofa. When you have a choice, so to speak, do a misa yofa. What's the misa yofa? I have two choices. I can learn from the Das Koyrach, where it's only the Sreifas Neshama v'Gufa Kaim. I can learn from the case of Bnei Aaron, which this man Yom holds is Sreifa Mamish. If I have a choice, I'd rather go and do the Misa Yofa, the nicer Misa, nice in the sense that the body is not mutilated and is not, doesn't become a Vizoyan. The body looks like any other body and you bury it, etc. Since Rav Nachman says such a beautiful drush, then I don't need all this Bnei Aaron, I don't need the Gufay, you don't need the Das Koyrach, I don't need the four similarities. Rather, go and do something, Broilah Misa Yofa. He took the Mar, he loved Zer Shavu, without the Zer Shavu of the Sreifa, Sreifa one to the other, Havamina, Sreifas Neshama, Vigufkai Mulav, Sreifa Iklal. I would say to say that's certainly a way for a person to pass away, that the innards are all burned out. But that's not sreifa, but eshti sreif. Eshti sreif sounds like a real sreifa. Like you think in your mind a bonfire. So I would think that it doesn't work. So that's the reason why, if you only had the gzeir shava, I have to come unto Rav Nachman, b'rar lo misi yafa. V'yimishu ma'avta recha kumoich alone, I would say, make a bonfire, but lapish le chavil is moiris kehecha de lisrof la'agol. You know what you should do? Don't just go and do a bare minimum fire. Put on huge amounts of the chavil is moiris so that within 10 seconds this person, neshama, will leave. The word ba'agol is similar to what we say in Kaddish, ba'agola uvizman korim, means that it should happen quickly. And brother, let me see offa. I mean, if a person has to be burned, he shouldn't have to suffer for the next 10 minutes or half an hour or whatever until the flames consume the whole body. Let's go imar bechel his wife. See, that's why I would think that's the brer lemisi of it. That's why you have to have both the drush of sreifa one to the other, as well as after the kamoicha to go and say, we don't make a huge bonfire, but rather we do it like the Bnei Aaron or the Das Koyrach internally. Now we spoke a little bit about Nodu Vavil, so now we go off a little bit on a tangent. Ukvar hoyu Moshe v'Har mahalchen b'derech. Moshe Rabbeinu and Har were walking together. V'Nodu Vavil mahalchen achareyan. Nodu Vavil were walking in back of them. Chol Yisrael achareyan, and after that, the rest of Klal Yisrael. And now the Gemara tells us that there was a secret recording that was listening to the conversations. Right? Sometimes you say, if they say in the news that before this person had his interview or whatever, they thought the mic was off and the mic was on. And
hot mic.
Hot mic. Okay. So you had a hot mic over here. Lahavdol alfi havdolos. What was that? So, omuli nodav laviyah. Nodav says taviyah. When will the people in front of us, Moshe and Aaron, pass away? Anyway, and we'll take over from here. We're going to go. And you see, this is the hot seat. That's one of the things you got to do when you're sitting there.
So kind.
Just in time to take it.
Exactly.
Okay. The bottom of Amin Aleph here. I thought I'd get here for base.
Today, so you were off base?
I'm off base.
Okay. Well, you were pre-base because we're about to start base in the month.
I ended up with an A.
Very good. Anyway, so getting back to A1, A2, A3. So Gemara says now, none of Aviyah said one of these two, Moshe Har and Chas Hashem, going to pass away. We'll be the new generation. We'll be the new Manhigim. Amen. Kadosh Baruch Hu said, Hanira mi kovis me. We'll see who's going to die first and who's going to die second. Amra Papa, Hanira di Amri Inchi, and that's why there's an expression that people use. I never heard the expression, but they had that expression in the times of the Gemara. Nefishi gamli savi. Look around in the street, you see all of these old camels, Nebuchadnezzar, 50 years old, all bent over, they all have these bumps in their backs as a hoiker, and they
hunchback.
A hunchback, exactly. Did you ever see a camel without a hunchback? Anyway, so you see these old hunchbacked camels, the te'ini they're carrying on their backs, mashchi means the oirois, means the skins, the hugni of the youngsters. So young camels Nebuch died, for whatever reason, and the oirois were left behind. Somebody wants to take those camel skins and make them into fancy pocketbooks or fancy shoes for ladies, and he's going to charge $10,000 and make a lot of money. So who's going to go and carry those oirois? The alta gemala. So that's just saying.
The older camels get over the hump.
They get over the hump, beautiful. So you have the same thing over here, and Nebuchadnezzar passed away, and their bodies have to be carried by the senior citizens, by the elders. Anyway, getting back to Agwar. Reb Luzer, Lema Talmud Chochem, not Lom, no, Lema Talmud Chochem Doimel Lefnei Am Ha'aretz. When the Talmud Chochem and the Am Ha'aretz first meet, what impression does the Am Ha'aretz have the Talmud Chochem? Batchila doimle kitinshel zohav. He looks upon the Talmud Chacham with a great deal of reverence and respect, assuming that this Amoritz is the type of person that has reverence and respect for people. There's some Amoratzim that have no reverence and respect for anybody. But if they do, they look upon this Talmud Chacham, and look upon him, a kito means like a container, shozov made of gold. So he makes a golden impression on him, literally. Sibrahimenum, once he starts talking to him, so then he's no longer that high, distinguished individual. I spoke to him, person to person. And then when he's talking to Kitin Shulkesef, then he's undermined in terms of his prestige and his reverence. Well, you think it's impossible to get to him? I spoke to him myself. Kitin Shulkesef, he only becomes like a container of silver. Nanamimenum, once he has actual Hanoah, in other words, a person not just had a dialogue, he's given him something. Doimah the Kitin Shulcheres, should be with a sabach, cheres meaning of earthenware, kibin shenishbar, as soon as it breaks, shuvein leitakona, there's no way of fixing it again. Why is the Gemara bringing this? Says Rashi, this is related to, we said back on the Omer Aleph, koirach and chol adosai. The chol adosai, we said, the pasuk refers to them as the siyei eda, kriyei moyed, and sheshem. So initially, when koirach met them, he probably, although koirach himself was a groysa mensch, but he looked upon them as also being great senior citizens, individuals, the people of dignity and nobility. So how was he able to go and schlep them along that they should agree to go against Moshe Rabbeinu? Because kibin shenana mimenu, once they got hana'ah, then
from his catered
exactly, from the refreshments, from the kiddushes. So if you look at the top Rashi, this is a continuation of what we spoke about in the Amud Aleph. Lamat Talmid Chacham Mishum the Ayri Bedas Koyrich Nachalot Shei Talmid Chacham Nu Talmid Chacham Tchirsev the Siay the Kriy Moyd and Shishay Val Shame Shepitem Oisoy Rasha. He was able to mafata. Mafata means to incite them and instigate them.
Also fatten them up.
Oh, it's very good, very good. When gishenenu mimamoinai, when they had anor from his mamoin, that's what we spoke about before, that he gave them the mo'oik, he gave them refreshments, he gave them food. Hey, keilu be'enav, so all of a sudden, their great reverence and respect all came kind of pushing down. And hey, keilu be'enav lahasiyam, to be able to convince them, lahachsik yodai b'machloikis v'limrei b'kodesh baruch, and against Moshe Rabbeinu. When he's still acting with dignity, but once the person says, yeah, I wouldn't mind coming to your kiddush, I would like to eat from you, blah, 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 and then that kind of demeans him, and he becomes...
So you give him once, it's okay, twice is okay.
Well, once is kiddush shel kesef, two or three times
it gets... Three strikes you're out.
Very good. Yeah, very good. Okay, so fifth line for the top of the Yomid. And now we're going to bring a story which is very similar to the story that we had about Reb Loza Reb Tzodik in our Mishnah. Imrisa Bas Tali, that was her name. She was a Bas Koyin, Shizinsa, unfortunately she was Mazana. Havya Akfa Rav Choma Bar Tuvia. Now Rav Choma Bar Tuvia, as we'll see in the Gemara shortly, was in the Doiris Achroinim of the Amoroim. He was an Amoirim. And the Amoira heard that this Bas Koyin was Mizana. What did he do? He was makifer, chavilis moirois, visorfa, and burned her at the stake. Oh, yeah, wow. When Rav Yosef heard that, Rav Yosef, Tovetart, he made two mistakes. I don't know. That's why Rav Yosef himself was shocked. Tovetart, he wanted two mistakes. Tovet Rav Masna. Rav Masna is the one right after our Mishnah, my psila, Rav Masna, psila shall avor. Instead of doing this internal sreifa, he did this external sreifa. Unbelievable. And we talk about Kidasanya, Bidasanya. He also had a second mistake. The second mistake is we no longer do Mises Bezin in our times, meaning even the times of Amayroim. How do I know? It says in the Braisa. Now, what does that mean? Of course, it's got to be. Could anybody today go to Dintarid and say, I insist that Rosh Bezin has to be Moshe Feinstein? Crazy, yes, they shouldn't do. It has to be a shavish yomeh. So therefore, says Gemara learns a drash. Bisman sheyesh koyin yesh mishpat. What do we mean? The koyin mit the levi mit the shavish yomeh. When they were doing, when they were at their tokef, when they were at their power. Zenith in their power, meaning the kahanim did the avoid in the base of Migdash. At such a time, then there's a shavit yesh mishpat. But if they're no longer Kahanim doing Avoid in the base of English, all of that unfortunately is historical. Soon Yetzeshem to be reinstated with the coming Mashiach.
Because Pete Hekseth the Secretary of Defense said that he was looking forward to the Third Temple.
Ah, okay, that's
he said
right.
That in 2017 or 2018.
Okay, well, we've been saying that for the last 2,000 years, and Mitzvah, hopefully, but because of his saying, and because of our hopes. Yeah, and we talk about Rav Yosef. Anyway, Mitzvah in Koyin ain't Mishpat, and therefore he made two boo-boos, says Rav Yosef, number one. You don't go burn the stake.
How can he do,
again, I have no answer. I am speechless.
He's a resident of 23. What's he doing?
No, that was no problem. He got 23. Rabbi. Today you can get 23 rabbis without any problem. Just put an ad in the paper, need 23 rabbis. They'll be online in a minute. That's not he got the 23 to become. Okay. Anyway, and we continue on. The article, the footnote says that he brings you five or six different sources and references. Feel free to look all of those up to see how could this be in some Iran, how could, yeah, good. Back to our Mishnah. And again, they did it with the Chavilas Moirais, and the Mishnah already said that it was talking about a Bezin She'ein a Baki, and remember Rashi said that means it was Tzedokim. They learn what it says in the Torah, literally, they don't believe in any Drushas Chazal. It says, Beishi Sarif, pray Gemara, is Ochi Omelu, Ba'ochi Hadrele. So this is what he said to them, and this is what they said to him. Meaning, the Reb Elazar ben Tzedek said to them, I know there's a famous case of the Bas Koyin Shezinsa and the Chavilas Moiris, and they went and responded to him and saying, that was a Bez Rishol Tzedek. Frey Timora, is that the story? I have a different version of the story. What Tanya? What's a different version? Amr Reb Elazar ben Tzedek, Zecharani, Kishay Yisi Tinek. I remember when I was a youngster. Umurka Vaksei Vishalaba, and Tati used to go and take me around, sometimes piggyback ride on his back. I remember. So that was what he told them. And instead of their telling him, oh, it was a beneficial tzedoikim, they say, oh, well, I cut me. You say, yeah, you're a small kid. We can't bring a rye from you because you were immature at the time. Maybe you didn't see properly. Maybe you didn't know what you're talking about. You can't bring a rye from a cotton. Okay, so L'chayda, I have a stira. And our Mishnah says that the problem was with the Bezin that there were a bunch of Tzadikim. According to the Braisa, the problem was with the brother of Tzadik that you're unreliable because who knows what you saw. Maybe you saw a show and you thought it was true and it was not really true. Whatever. Everything was, there's no stira. Shnei Ma'asim Hava. There were two stories with brother of Tzadik. One story with the answer, cotton. One story that they said, Bezin showed Tzadikim. Pray to my high Omelubaratio, which story happened first? Elay Maha Kamaisa, you're going to go and tell me the story of our Mishnah, Omelubaratio, Omeluhu, Kishu Godovli Ashkachubay. At that point, that our Mishnah doesn't say anything about that he was a cotton. Presumably, he was already over Bar Mitzvah, so therefore he was already a Godel. And they said, nah, 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 that Bezin that did that, right, that it must have been a bunch of Tzadokim, and therefore unreliable. So he was a Godel, and they ignored what he had to say. Is Zokti Gemara, if that's the case, Nochamu. Ilay Mahaka Maisa Omelubaratio, then what? Omrele, he told them Kishu Gadol. Fully Ashk Chubay. Now, Omelahu, in the second case, he says Kishu Kata. He said, by the way, the new case that happened, I was a little kid at that time. Ashk Chubay, would you have expected that they would go and even listen to him? In other words, it doesn't make any sense if it goes in this sequence. So when he was a Gadol, they went and ignored him, and they said, ah, bad, that's probably Tzedakim. And when he was a cotton, they said, ah, bad, you were a cotton at the time. So that wouldn't make sense to have that sequence. El Hamul Bereisha, rather the second case of the Bereisha, that happened first. The Amrulain, they said, cotton. He said, we can't rely on you. You were a kid at that time, 5 years old, 8 years old. Notice he used the expression, he was a tinnik. So maybe he was only 3 or 4 or 5, after all,
he's piggyback. Their shoulders.
Yeah, well, I've been to chasanas where even the chasan is on the shoulder. So, see, you can't dismiss him on the shoulder. Anyway, but the point of all of this is that he was a youngster. And they said, youngster, we can't rely. However, the second one, we should go. Now we expect that they'll give him respect. Oh, I was a god at the time. I can show you my bar mitzvah invitation. I was already a godel. Okay, we can't chep with you based on your godless or cottonness. They shall hear Bezin Shalom. He says, Shabaki, because there were a bunch of tzedakim. On to the next Mishnah. Mitzvahs ha-neherogin. Boy, we've gone quickly all the way from the Skolim to the Srafim, and now Nerogin. Nerogin being those of Chas HaShalom decapitated with a scythe. Right. Says Yimura, how did they do it? Is what the Mishnah? Mitzvah, no, go, you batizin es roishoy. That means to Chas v'shalom, remove the person's head, b'sayif, with a sword, k'derech shamalchus oise, just like the malchus does it. Now, how does the malchus do it? Rashi tells us that they would go and kill the person when he was standing, not when he was sitting down, but rather he was standing. By decapitating him, what's going to happen to the body? It's either going to fall frontward or going to fall backward, and that's really going to add to the nivul hames. Nivul means the humiliation, the mockery, and the denigration of that individual.
So it has to be horizontal.
Well, we'll talk about that in a moment. So that's what the Tanakhama says. We do it just the way the Malchus does. Rabbi Yehuda Oymer, nivul hu loy. That's a nivul. Rashi says the nivul is because he's going to fall forward or backward. That's terrible. What a humiliation. That's how we're learning so far. We're going to get to the Gemara. We'll see a different shot entirely. So Rabbi Yehuda says, what do? Not horizontal, but elamenichen es roishe ala sadon. The person sits down in a chair. Mm-hmm. There's like a block of wood in front of him. Uh-huh. He goes and puts his head in front of that thing. And the koitz bekupet, so we go and take a meat cleaver and we cut it not from the front, but from the back, just like a guillotine. I don't know if the guillotine does it from the front to the back.
Of London. But I mean, that's no, what
I mean. Egg la rufa. And the Gemara's going to bring it.
So
Mitzvah, we'll talk about the egg la rufa shortly. That's how we do it. Umbuloi, they said you do it with a kupit, with a meat cleaver, and not with a sword or with a proper knife. Ain't misa when the belly was it works. That's much, much worse because the meat cleaver just gives a chop. And therefore, you see all different types of bones and veins and arteries all sticking out.
It's not clean.
It doesn't.
Maybe it's painless.
Kupitz is like an axe.
A hatchet.
It's a meat cleaver. If you've ever been, see, nowadays you don't see it anymore because everything is prepackaged. But years ago, they would go and take out these huge pieces of a side of an animal. They would take a meat cleaver and they would pound on it, and then it would miraculously get divided into two. Okay, anyway, we're going to talk about that a little bit later in the Gemara. Zukti Gemara Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Omelin Rabbi Yudel Chacham, Afa Nioidea Shemisa Menuvelas He. You're telling me that the way I am suggesting with a kupit, that's a Misa Nuvelas. I know it's a Misa Nuvelas. Av Ma'esa, I have no choice. The reason why I said to you guys that what you're doing, Nivelu, Rashi, the reason is because he falls back. That's not it. Shari Omre Taira Uba Chukiseyim Lo Yisei Leicho. It says that you're not supposed to go in the Chukis Umas Oilam. And we started off the Mishnah saying you're doing it Kederach Sham Malchus Oisa, like the Gentile kings do it. We're not supposed to follow in their footsteps. And that's the nivel. So the nivel is not a physical nivel. It's a spiritual nivel that you're not following in the ways of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, but rather you're following in the ways of the Gentiles.
What if they imitated us? What if we came up with this?
Well, why don't you wait another moment?
We didn't have a king.
I'm sorry?
We didn't have a king at the time.
We didn't have a king. Oh, so what did the Rabbanon say? They're right. Even since it says in the Pasuk, Saif Bereisa, the Torah requires Saif. So we're not learning the decapitation from the Goyim. The Goyim should do whatever they do. We learn what it says in the Torah. The Torah says, by which case do you go and give Saif?
By Aaron Dachas.
So it says in the Pasuk, you're supposed to go and do it by Chorev. The one's going to quote the Pasuk shortly. So the Torah says, so how do you go and kill someone by Chorev? Why do you go and decapitate him? It doesn't talk about sitting or standing, but it says you decapitate. The Mishnah just using that as kind of a point of reference. They're Shemalchus. I said, they do it, we do it. But it's not that we learn from them, we learn from them in the Heilige Torah.
Right.
And I'll bring you a Raya, Dilaytei Mahachi. The fact that we do the same thing that Goyim do doesn't mean that automatically it's prohibited. After all, Goyim eat breakfast in the morning. That means we're not allowed to eat breakfast. They go and wear suits. That means we're not allowed to wear suits. There are certain things which are basic, but they don't wear shtramels. That's why you're allowed to wear shtramels. Diloy Deim Hocha, the sign we learn in the Braisa. Sorfen ala malochen, v'loy midarki wa moiri. What is all this talking about? It says that when a melech dies and he leaves over personal effects, if there's a new melech that Yarshins from Mimma takes over, he's allowed to take those personal effects. Mm-hmm. But otherwise, you go and burn it all because it's like a bizoyin for the malchus that commoners should go and use his clothing.
Royal utensils.
Oh, Lema Darkei Amoiri. And this is not considered to be Darkei Amoiri. Now, why is that considered Darkei Amoiri? Why do we do that? This is what the Amorim used to do, and yet the Brais is telling them, no, you don't have to worry. But this is what they did. How were they? How are we following in their footsteps that we go and burn the personal effects of the king? Hello, I'll tell you why. Kim dechsev sereifa b'ayraisa. Where does it say b'ayraisa? Dechsev ayraisa here doesn't mean chumash; it means Tanakh. We have a pasuk in Yirmiyah. This is a pasuk that we're talking to Tzidkiyahu HaMelech, and we're telling Tzidkiyahu HaMelech the future. The Novi is telling Tzidkiyahu, "Masavoyis avisecha." Etc. And the Gemara doesn't bring the whole pasuk, but if you have it, number three, it says, "B'sholom Thomas, you Tzidkiyahu are going to pass away in peace, so to speak." That doesn't mean that we're going to burn the body, but rather it means that we're going to burn all of your personal effects. And they're going to make a beautiful hesped about you that you were very, very great king. You might remember that we brought this Gemara a few days ago when we were talking about hespeda is Yakr de Chaya or Yakr de Moise, Yakr de Shechri. Anyway, but bottom line is, it says that the Novi told him the good news that all of your personal effects are going to go and be burnt. Master Sefecha. Ah, see from this. We don't learn it from them. This was the minig by Klal Yisrael, by all of the Malachim. Misra Sefecha, Malachim Harishoyin, Mashoyin Lefanecha. Just like all the Malachim that preceded you, we burned their personal effects. Can Yisroch, that's how we're going to go and burn your personal effect. Us, even though we have the same custom and thing, we didn't learn it from them. We learned it from ourselves. Well, Chanami, Kim Dechsev Sai Berais, it said in the Torah, you got to go and decapitate someone. La Minay Kamarina, we learned it from ourselves, and not from the Amorim, and not from the Malchus, and not from the Goyim. No, Bukhuk Hussein Lech Sikh. These are the ones that go and get Sayev. Number four. Should you go and decapitate? How do I know Roitzeach? Doesn't say anywhere in the Torah Beferish that if someone Chas Shalom is a Ritzeach, Ritzeach means he's a murderer with two Eidim, Mitasra, but again, it says that you go and give him Saif. It doesn't say. So how do we know it? The sign says the Pasuk, Nokim Yinokim. Now, where does it say Nokim Yinokim? So we have to see this Pasuk in its entirety. It's number five. V'chiyaka ish es avdoi, oi es amosei bashevet, umeis tachas yodoi, Nokim Yinokim. He killed the Eved or killed the Oma, Bashevet, a murderer. He didn't murder a Ben Chorin. He murdered an Eved. What's the din? Nokim Yinokim. Now, says he wanted the Kima's way in Yedei Mahu. The Kima means, of course, revenge. But I don't know how you revenge it. Yeshua'im would have another pasuk. There's a pasuk in the Toichicha. The Vesi Aleichem Cherev Nekemes Nekam Bris. So I see Cherev is related to Nekemes Nekam. Uh-huh. Here too, when it says Nokim Yinokim, and Oim and the Kima's, Saif. Okay, Frey Timora, it says that you're supposed to do it with a saif, with a cherif. Ve'ema deboriz le mivriz. Maybe it means that you're supposed to go and stab him with the cherif. Who says you're supposed to decapitate? Maybe you go and stab numerous times. That's what you can use a cherif for.
Right.
Frey Timora, because it says in the pasuk lefi cherif ktif, which means the blade of the cherif. What means you kill to the blade when you go and stab? So when you do from the spit, from the point. Otherwise, it's pointless.
Right.
However, here we're talking about that the Chas V'Shalom you're decapitating, so then you do it to the mouth of, which means the blade of the cherev, and if the blade is nice and sharp, then there's no problem of pegimus, and right. It's going to be
a good misas,
a good shechita, unfortunately.
So instead of dying in peace, to die in pieces.
That was good. Zok Dimara, fine, I got you. But Ve'eimed the Ovid Legistera, who says that we do it horizontally, maybe we do it vertically. In other words, you start it from the here and you go down to the toes and you Nebuch and you split them in half, Nebuch with that such a cherub. We had by the Bris Ben Absorim they did to the animals, they went and did it vertically. So maybe that's what we mean. We didn't say in the Torah that you decapitate. Just like the Rav Nachman, Amid Aleph, same Rav Nachman, Baroi Loi Misa Yofa. Going and killing someone by splitting him open, going down the length, that's much, much worse than just cutting off the neck and just 1, 2, 3. So what do you want? Ashkechon de Kotel Avda. The pasuk that you quoted talked about an Eved. Baruch Hoyim, we don't know how you know what if you kill a Baruch Hoyim that you go and get a din of Saif, of Herod. So you want to have Kalvachoyim. Ma de Kotel Avda, Besaif, you're going and killing an Eved. Baruch Hoyim Bechenek. You're going to go and say Baruch Hoyim is going to be less. This is according to Armand Yomer, of course.
Let's say for Herod, Chenek.
Right, Chenek is the least. So you're going to tell me, we're not going to go and give him saif. Since he's a bar choyrin, we're going to give him something lighter. Right. We're going to go and give him chem. Does that make sense? And Ebed, you're going to go and give number three. Bar choyrin, you're going to give number four. Is a chayal b'choyrin. If you're giving him saif, the bar choyrin should give saif.
And chenek has neck in it.
You told us that already yesterday.
Yeah, but now it's more relevant.
You have a lot, no question about it. Now the question is, Zakti Yemara. Yeah, that's the Gemara's question. Right. So Gemara says, so that's how I know that not only in Eved, also Bachar. Now, I was expecting you to go and ask the Kasha.
Well, upgrade.
How can you go and learn from Eved to Ben Chayrin? Don't we have the halacha of Ein Oid Shemin Hadin? You right. Can't go and make.
Use a Kalvachomer to
for punishment.
Right.
So the Yad Ramah, one of the Mepharshim asked this, and they say, that's if I don't know what the din is. I knew that the din over here is one of the forms of Misa. I just didn't know which one. So I had a shaila whether it should be Besayef or Bechenek. You're asking, why would it be Bechenek? Because whenever you have Misa Shtam, Shekosu Bateri, like Mois Yumas, and here Nokem Yinokem, if it doesn't say, you're going to assume that it's going to be the least. The lowest, the Chenek. I think Mar is going to talk about that in another moment. So I would think the same thing should apply over here. So once I know that Eved is Besayef, you're going to go and tell me Bar Choyin is going to be less than that. You kill someone, it's going to be Stam just Bechanek. So therefore, here you could learn a Kavachim. You cannot learn a Kavachim if you don't know at all what the punishment is. You know that the punishment of the Eved, you have Besayef, Bar Choyin, Chveisnish. So there you can't learn Min Hadin. However, here I knew that there's a din of Misa. Maki ishva meis mois yumas. If you go and kill someone, maki ishva meis and he dies mois yumas, you get Misa. I just don't know which one. So I would have thought it's chenek or stam Misa or mur b'tayr is chenek. And then the kavuchayim would tell you which type of Misa that you can learn min hat. That's good according to us. The chenek is the least. Maybe the shita could be an upgrade. Right. Instead of giving saif, it should be chenek. So if you more enough, give me the sign. You have another drasha. It says in the pasuk after devar adam hanoki mikibecha. Says go and be mavar all the dam hanoki. In other words, go and take avenge all those people that have been killed for naught. Hukshu kol sheif chadamim li egla rufa. This pasuk is in by the egla rufa. Now what malalon besayif minatzaver. Just like over there, we go and decapitate the egla. Here too, avkam besayif minatzaver. Frankly, more but there's not Saif and Esavah. Imal alum ekubes mul oivet afkan bekubes mul oirev. Ah, amr nachman ravu amekra. The atrech gemoichem broy loy misa yofa. So therefore, the only thing we learn from the egla rufa is the mavayir dam anoki mikabecha. That is slitting the person's throat, but not like egla rufa where it's derech nivul kubets mul oirev. Rather, we do it from the front. Broy loy misa yofa. And the final mishnah for today: mitzvah zanech nokin. What was the chenek? We already learned this mishnah quickly. It's the same thing with the way you started off by the sreifa. But
right.
You don't go and pour down the molten lead. All you do is just go and suffocate the guy. Hoyim shakin oisim bezevel. Again, you keep him stationary in place. Adar kavoisim.
Sorry, we're learning from egla rufa. So, but didn't we learn earlier that we don't learn, you know, from animals to humans with regards to the parim?
When you have four against two. But you know, here you don't have any other choices. In other words, give me other cases of decapitation. So here the Gemara says, the case that we're learning from, we're learning from the case of Cherev, which is the Halacha. But how do you know which way and what form and all of that? By the Irindin, Irindin Dachas, we know it says Beferish in the By Ritzech, it doesn't say, and they said Irindin Dachas, yeah, Irindin Dachas, we know Cherev. We don't know by Ritzeach. So one man, the other said, we'll learn Eved, we'll learn with the Kavachoyim. The other man says, he can't learn with the Kavachoyim because Chenek is, in fact, maybe more Chomer. So we should go and give an upgrade to Chenek. So Gemara says, fine. So where else can I learn from? I learn from Egla Rufa. Just like Egla Rufa, there's a Saif, a Kup, it's a Saif. Bro, let me see you often. Here too, by the Ritzeach, will be the same thing. Just like Shkol, Shoif Chidomim, are Hukshu Lahadadi. So not only the person who killed that Eved. Person, the not only Eved, but also in the case of Egla Rufa, whenever we found the Cholo Asadu Badoma, so we do the Egla Rufa. All of the Sheif Chidomim are in the same category of bad guys. So how do you go and kill bad guys? So in the case of the Egla Rufa, you did with a Saif, so we learn from there. So the Gemara in the Amarav was not saying that we never learn from Bar Mitzvah. The Gemara says, I have two options, alternatives. I can learn Sreifa either from, but they are in Adas Koyrach, or I can go and learn it from Parma and Israfel. Says Yemara, you're right. I could learn from here because there are similarities, and I could learn from here there's similarities. Because here has four. And he has two. Four. Right. So four beats two. But
didn't they give the whole pigel and part?
That's,
you know,
part of the four. Those are the four.
Adam,
Chote, Nishama, and pigel. Four similarities. Wow. What were the similarities? The other one, Machshir and the Doiters. Four beats two. So you could be the best team. You could be the Knicks. You could be the Mets. You could be the Yankees. But if the other guy gets more points than you, you lose. But if there's no other game in town and you're the only guy, of course I would give a tremendous respect to the Knicks, the Mets, the Yankees. They didn't lose yet. Once they lose, they're losers. Mm-hmm. So here too, we don't have a choice between one and the other. We only have this Chazal. So you can learn a little. But Enochanami, if you could go and bring a Raya from other cases in the Torah, that we'd have to consider. These are two similarities. It's one similarity. On to the next Mishnah. Look to Mishnah. It's an Anachnokim. Again, we have him immersed until at our kavois, until his knees in Zevel. And again, we do this kosher to haraka business. The koyrech al tzavoroi, ze moish chetzloi, the moish chetzloi, the two aid them pull, at shenaf shiotzes, until unfortunately the person suffocates. We have now a pasuk. What is the pasuk? It's number 9, and the pasuk is ish asheyinaf es eishes, ish. Whenever you see the words mois yumas, stam misa amor batoyra means cherek. We're going to talk about that as well in the Gemara. Okay, so you have chas v'shalom, person who committed adultery, he and she get cherek. Not always.
Right,
if it's a baskoyin and it's a rusa, etc., etc. Good, but normally, plain, nesua, boigris, then you go and get chanek. Talk to you about Tanur Rabbanon, ish. We start the pasuk, ish ashiyinav. Ish prat lekon. This only applies to an ish and ish kakon. Ashiyinav as ish, prat le ish is cotton. If she's married to a cotton, so you're going to say, how can you be married to a cotton?
Yavam is...
That's a teretz. But the kasha is, how could a lady be an ish married to a cotton?
Right.
Cotton doesn't have the ability to acquire, and you have the isha nikmas, the person is koina, the woman. How is he koina if he's only a cotton? So the answer is, we're talking about, as Barry was saying, by yibam situation, that the brother that was
9, 10 years old,
the brother that was married was over bar mitzvah, so therefore it was a kedushin d'oraisa. That brother unfortunately passed away never prematurely. Shabbos. And without any children, leaving over a brother who is a yavam. That yavam was only 8 or 10 years old. He could not perform a kedushin independently. But since he's already a zika, if he performs yibam, then they are married. So he could have an aishus kohen. Sorry.
When a person buys a Jewish girl as a slave to be
married, I'm a vriya,
and gives her to his son.
Could
he? His son, but
so
he
could be a cotton. No.
If it's a cotton, so you're saying that maybe the kesef kedushin that is a machloikis, whether you have to give separate money or whether the money that was used to go and buy her, that's already the kesef kedushin. So you're saying maybe the kesef kedushin for the son, but the kesef kedushin works probably b'ter the shlichus. In other words, although the father was the one that received it, he's like the shliach on behalf of his son in receiving it. The son can only appoint him a shliach if the son is a godel. If he's a cotton, probably it doesn't
he's
work.
Non-powered.
Anyway, but that's not our sugya, but you're right. We'd have to check out that sugya to see whether that would be yet another example of an aishas cotton. Wow. Clearly the case of the yavam is an aishas cotton.
That's the easiest one, because if he's over 9 years old and he has relations with her, ishto l'chaldavar, so she's an aishas ish, the right derisa.
Right, so he's asking, does the same thing apply? If you have a 9 years old, happens to be a son of an odin that bought on mavri? It's a very good question. Theoretically, possibly yes. I don't think so, but we'd have to go and check out the sources. Let's continue on. So it says, ish ashiyinaf es eishes, ish ashiyinaf es eishes rei ehu. What means eishes rei ehu? Prat li eishes achedim. It comes to exclude eishes achedim. The vos meant eishes achedim. I'm sorry?
Goy.
Ah, goy. That's Rashi. You're quoting Rashi. Eishes achedim, goy. Ashwin and Shain Kedusha the Goy, and Mihachadebiklumbachalduchta, we see from this pasuk that Goy does not have Kedusha. Which is not so simple, because we said yesterday that she could be married. How could it be married? Because we're going to Rabbi Kiva, that Rabbi Kiva says that it's only considered to be, it's not according to Rabbi Kiva, because it's talking about this is only an Isser Lav, it's not an Isser Karis, and therefore Kedusha is Toifis. Anyway, I am Bimafasha. But anyway, according to this man, the Amar, it's coming to exclude a goy, that there would not be a din of chenek if he was noyev and eishes ish and eishes goy. Right. Mois yumas bechenik. Atoyim bechenik ein al bach. We call mitzvah b'tayra. Maybe skila sreifa herig. What's up, bechenik? Amis kabok shenem and mitzvah b'tayra. Stop. Eitor shon moishchem lahachmer leh el hakol leh. Since the Kadosh Baruch Hu did a cover up, he just said mois yumas. He didn't say which form. How? Then the most you can go and give him is the most lenient form. The Rabbi Yoshia. So that's how pisvar. The logic is you can't go and be moishchem schlep him to skila. I don't know which one. So give him mostly. Rabbi Yoshia said oimer. That's not the reason. And the Gemara is going to say shortly, the reason why Rabbi Yonasan uses that expression, is the reason because he holds like
Reb Shimon.
Reb Shimon. What does Reb Shimon hold?
That Sayyaf is the most kala.
So therefore, why don't you go and say, Stam is Matar, you should be Misayaf. Elakal Misam Matar, Stam in Elachari. Why? Where? Right, when? Right. Zok Rashi Rabbi Oimer, Rabbi is coming to Mefarish Rabbi Oimer, and we're going to see on the Amud Aleph. Rabbi Oimer, Nemar Misa B'dei Shemayim, and Nemar Misa B'dei Adam. We have many, many cases. We don't give Misa B'dei Adam, Misa B'dei Shemayim. Person, for instance,
Zari Yitz Truma
gets Misa B'dei Shemayim. Ma Misa Amur B'dei Shemayim, Misa She'en Bay Roishim. Ein Bay Roishim means you cannot tell on the mess that he died an unnatural death because he was over on an Isser that you get Misa B'dei Shemayim. He died! So he looks like any other person. There's no special Roshim. You don't have a sign in him saying, this person died because Misa B'dei Shemayim. You don't know. Misa B'dei Shemayim, it's going to be Misa She'en Bay Roshim. What type of that? That would be the suffocation, because after you finish suffocating him, you look at the rest of the body,
it's intact.
And you can't even see the nevel around the neck because we did it with a soft scarf, with the heavy one inside the soft one, like we said before. Maybe what we're talking about is Sreifa, Nishka Cherev and Nishka Chenek, but Sreifa. So you might Om Rachman, Baskoyim is Sreifa, Mechal Dola Basreifi, is the Chasimen only by the Baskoyim is Sreifa, but any other Noyef and Noyofes gets theoretically either Chenek or Saif. But we already said, according to the first Mandi Yama, you can only give him the least. You can't go and give him the most. What about the other maniyama that holds the chenek is not the least? It's the other one. It's the chayru that's the least. Yeah. But we're going to learn misa b'dei shemayim, b'dei shemayim. And you do a misa she'en ba raishim. Do the mishlam Rabbi Yonasan can become a farish Rebbe time. Rebbe explained Rabbi Yonasan. What did he explain? That when Rabbi Yonasan says loim neshikala b'kol misa matoyed is chenek. So he explained, how do I know? We know it from the fact that misa b'dei shemayim, b'dei adam ein ba raishim, like we just had. El Rabbi Yoshia, Mimai de'ika chenek ba'olam. How do I even know that the chenek exists? After all, there's no pasuk in the Torah that says that if a person did A, B, or C, he go and give chenek. We have uskalua, verogam ois v'avonim. We have the eshtisarek. We have the fichara. The Torah doesn't mention one chenek anywhere. Ein masayif, maybe there are only three. No, make Yom Kippur service much shorter. Instead of talking about arba mitzvah bezin, only the sholish mitzvah bezin. It'd be a problem because there were four dayanim in London, so we'll Aram Misa does. Okay, we'll get over that problem. Anyway, La'ilam Eimah B'sayif. Amarova Aram Misa's Gemara Gemira Lehu. They had that big Kabbalah that there are four. Since there are four, so what's number four? It's going to be the Chenek, because we're going to learn Misa, like we said. So Gemara, my Lo'im Neshi Kala. Why did Rabbi Yonasan use that expression? That's Lo'im Mish Kala. Okay, if you look to Rabbi Shimon Rabbanan, that's what we talked about, that according to Reb Shimon, this is not the Misa Kala. The Misa Kala would be the Cheret, and not the Chenek. Therefore, that's why he has to learn from Misa. We'll stop over here. Have a wonderful day. Good and Shabbos.